Hi, I'm Sanjana Shastri, and I will be interviewing Alyssa Fell.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do you give your consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 project?
Yes, I do.
Could you please state the date and time?
It is currently September 18th, and it is 4:24 p.m.
Okay, let's get started. So, can you tell me, where are you from?
I'm from Bergen County, New Jersey, which is about, 15 minutes from New York City.
When did you first find out about COVID, and when did this first impact you personally?
So I remember first learning about COVID in my contemporary issues and leadership class in high school. Every day we would discuss current events and watch a 10-minute news video. And when Corona first broke out in Wuhan, China, we started to follow it, but it didn't really personally impact me until school shut down and then I was quarantined.
So do you remember your last day before quarantine began? And if so, could you, describe it to me? How did you feel?
Yes, I think I'll always remember this day. It was just a very weird day. So my high school had an open campus, so we were allowed to go home for lunch. Me and two of my best friends went out to a restaurant to get lunch, and then we brought it to my house to eat. And I remember at that point, my dad, I believe, was already working from home. And I got in trouble for having people in the house, and I didn't understand why because it's never happened to me. And then later that night, my friends were going to another town to get dinner for someone's birthday, and I also wasn't allowed to go, and my best friend wasn't allowed to go either. And we both thought that our parents were being very crazy, but we soon found out that they were making the smart decision.
So I know you said that you felt like the restrictions that your parents were taking were very strict. So how has your perception changed now that you are aware of the pandemic and how it's impacted the world?
Now I think that they are totally being completely responsible and that the actions they took were totally justified. At the time, I didn't understand the extreme. And actually the next day school was canceled and then it all set in for me. So it was kind of just not a big thing in the United States that I knew of at the time. And then the next day when it all hit me, I totally understood where they're coming from and why they did what they did. I just wasn't educated enough at the time.
Makes sense that after you experienced it, you understood a lot more.
Yes.
How did being quarantined impact you in high school and in your personal life?
Quarantine definitely impacted high school because instead of going to school every day, we would log on to Zoom and we only had half days. So we would see our teachers first in class every other day. Prom was canceled and graduation was initially canceled and we had a later one outside, socially distanced with masks. Personally, my family was very strict with the quarantine and so were my friends. So in the beginning, I wasn't allowed to see anyone, and we would just talk on the phone and text and watch movies. But over time, I was allowed to go outside with my friends as long as we were distanced and wore masks.
It was probably very difficult, but how did this impact your college decisions and the ability to, feel safe wherever you went?
So feeling safe in college was definitely really important. Actually, when the pandemic first hit, I remember my dad talking about the first semester of college and maybe college is not opening, which I thought was crazy at the time. My brother's college is actually closed for this semester, and he's totally online, so wasn't very far off. I attend Northeastern University, and I committed mid-pandemic. I wasn't sure what the future would look like, and being in the city at the time was a scary choice. We avoided New York City at all costs, so Boston is also a major city. But I knew that this is where I wanted to be. I kind of started to think about it as, okay, this might be a semester or a year of my life, maybe longer, but I'd rather go to the place where I want to be for 4 or 5 years than base it on one semester or 1 year or a little longer than that. I was supposed to go abroad to London for a semester, and due to COVID, that was canceled. But looking back, I'm happy with how it turned out because I feel much safer being a 4-hour drive from home than a plane ride if London were to shut down or Boston.
So far, how has your college experience changed due to COVID?
I think it's safe to say that college this year is not how anyone imagined college to be. I think that Northeastern is handling COVID very, very responsibly, as we're tested every 3 days, and we all have to wear masks and social distance, and we're not allowed in each other's rooms. Given that, it is a year like any other, but that's just due to the state of the world and our nation right now, and it's important that we take all precautions, and it's a privilege to be able to come back to college and to go to college, period. And the fact that we're here, we have to be very responsible and try to stay here for as long as we can. Hopefully, everything stays good for the rest of the semester. But I know that some colleges were already sent home and some just did not open the semester. So I think any precaution necessary should be taken.
So how did you feel about the future of the society and of your plans and goals in life?
I think it's really hard to say the future of society right now. I think there's a lot of moments of hope and a lot of moments of despair, and kind of using this despair to unify people. I don't think that we're going to be able to predict the future until we see how the November 2020 elections turn out, at least in the United States. For me personally, I am a very big planner, not in terms of my day-to-day life, but more in terms of, like, I will have a 5-10-year plan. And COVID-19 definitely taught me that you can't plan ahead because you never know what's going to happen, and there's a lot of unknowns. And for me, that was a very, very powerful lesson.
How do you feel about the national response of the United States government in regards to COVID?
I do not think that the national government handled COVID well. They made the health and safety of others become partisan. While scientists were saying one thing and doctors were saying another thing, it seems that the current administration was saying the opposite. They wouldn't wear masks, or they would say that if we stopped testing, it would just go away, which is just not true. And as the United States is one of the most powerful nations in the world, and we're still in the midst of the pandemic, I think that the U.S. should have done a better job in being our role model. And simply, coronavirus is just downplayed by the national government. It did not set an example for the rest of the world, and we are still in the midst of the pandemic.
I completely agree with what you're saying. I think there are a lot of decisions and steps that need to be taken, so it's very difficult to try and plan for a lot of people, but it does make a lot of sense.
Thank you so much for interviewing with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.